For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
With NFL playoffs already underway and the NBA season in full swing, BetOnline has you covered with all the up-to-the-second odds, news, and scores. With additional odds, lines, trends, and info on desktop and mobile, you can access the world's best wagering information anytime. Head there today to get into the action and see all the updated odds. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Remember, that's BLEAV. Bet online, where the game starts. Hello, 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 and welcome back to another episode of the Believe in Lions podcast. That's BLEAV. And it is already one of the most exciting times of the year with the NFL draft coming up tomorrow, potentially today, depending on when you're listening to this. But it's an even better time to be a Detroit Lions fan because Amon-Ra St. Brown, Penei Sewell got paid. The two cornerstones of the Detroit Lions, or at least the ones that can be extended. We can put Aiden Hutchinson in there as well. But the two guys that could be extended receive their due. They receive their pay. So we're here to break it all down in an emergency podcast, talking about Amon-Ra St. Brown, talking about Penei Sewell and what we are looking at ahead of the NFL draft. So to break things down, Amon-Ra St. Brown, the highest paid wide receiver in football, 4 years over $120 million. Now, we haven't got final numbers on that just yet. All we know is Ian Rapoport reported over 120. That would be over $30 million per year, which is more than Tyreek Hill, the former highest paid wide receiver, makes. Tyreek Hill making $30 million per year. Davante Adams making $28 per year. Then we've got Cooper Kupp sitting there at $26.7 million per season. And then the Eagles duo tied, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, both making $25 million per year. So $5 million more per year for Amon-Ra St. Brown compared to Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown. But Amon-Ra St. Brown is a better wide receiver than the two of them. I would rather have Amon-Ra St. Brown than A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. I would much rather have Amon-Ra St. Brown than Cooper Kupp at this point. Tyreek Hill, Davante Adams, they're the established names, but you're also paying for the youth with Amon-Ra St. Brown. He is absolutely worth every penny. This is just the going rate for wide receivers now, and it's going to get even crazier because the beautiful thing about the Lions extending Amon-Ra St. Brown early is that now Justin Jefferson is going to see his pay go up. We're going to have Ja'Marr Chase see his pay go up. T. Higgins, who we'll talk about more in just a little bit, he's going to see his contract go up as well. So all these guys coming up on contract extensions, the Lions get out early, and that just raises the price tag for everyone else. And once all those contracts are signed, this will look like an even better deal. Justin Jefferson, there are rumors that he is pushing for more than $34 million per year. Nick Bosa making $34 million. That is the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL. And there is chatter that Justin Jefferson could be looking to become the highest paid non-quarterback in football. So if he's making $35 million per year and Amon-Ra St. Brown's making $30 million, that just looks even better. And for Amon-Ra St. Brown, $77 million are guaranteed on this contract. He's got guaranteed money through the first two seasons of the deal. It is fully guaranteed. And then that third season is also partially guaranteed. And so with the four-year extension, Amon-Ra St. Brown is a Detroit Lion for 5 years because this is an extension. Amon-Ra St. Brown already under contract for the 2024 season. So you add in that four-year extension, it's five more years of Amon-Ra St. Brown. And as the years go on, this contract is just going to look better and better and better. And he is still so young, such a rising star in football. Amon-Ra St. Brown, I have every bit of confidence that he will outperform this contract by far.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And then we've got Penei Sewell. So the Lions, not only do they extend Amon-Ra St. Brown, they lock in one pillar, they lock in the other. Penei Sewell, 4 years, $112 million. Penei Sewell, now the highest paid offensive lineman in all of football. That's $28 million per year in new money. That is $3 million more per season than the former highest paid offensive lineman, Laremy Tunsil, left tackle for the Houston Texans. Penei Sewell makes $3 million per year more than the former highest paid tackle in football. And he deserves every penny. Penei Sewell, three seasons into his career, is still just 23 years old. So Penei Sewell, already the best tackle in all of football. Some people might say Trent Williams. I'd rather have Penei Sewell, but either way, 23 versus in his 30s for Trent Williams. So Penei Sewell, you are paying for the production, the all-pro production from Penei Sewell, first-team all-pro this past season alongside Amon-Ra St. Brown, as well as the potential that he's just going to get even better. 23 years old and already one of the best offensive linemen in the NFL. I think the best offensive lineman in the NFL. And his pay reflects it, and his pay is deserved. So you compare this to Andrew Thomas, who signed his contract extension last year, $23.5 million. Trent Williams, the 49ers left tackle, he's making $23 per. And Jordan Mailata just recently signed a $22 million per year extension. So they're all getting paid on the offensive line. But like with Amon-Ra St. Brown, how this boosts the contracts of Justin Jefferson, an in-division rival. So we're more than happy to see the Minnesota Vikings pay more for the top guy. This also works against the Vikings again. Christian Darrisaw, who is not as good as Penei Sewell, who shouldn't get the same amount of money as Penei Sewell and likely won't. But even so, his contract gets driven up as well. So it's the ripple down effect. You see with the Lions extending these guys early, other people are going to have to foot the bill when their contracts come due for their players and they are paying more because the Lions were smart and got it done early. And with Penei Sewell, he actually gets more guaranteed money than Amon-Ra St. Brown. $85 million guaranteed in the new deal versus $77 million for Amon-Ra St. Brown. So more total money and more money per year from Amon-Ra St. Brown, but more guaranteed money for Penei Sewell. All in all, this works out. But with Amon-Ra St. Brown, it's a four-year extension, 5 years total. With Penei Sewell, it's a four-year extension. That's 6 years total left of Penei Sewell before they redo that contract. Penei Sewell already under contract for the 2024 NFL season. Earlier today, before they broke the news of the contract, Penei Sewell had his fifth-year option picked up. So he was already under contract for two more seasons. You add in that four-year extension, Penei Sewell is set to be with the Detroit Lions for six more years. And crazily enough, 6 more years of Penei Sewell, 9 years in the NFL, and Penei Sewell is just going to be 29 years old. So the Lions making moves today, the Lions making correct decisions today, and it is just beautiful because you were always going to pay these guys whatever they wanted. The market is the market. You can't let these talented players walk. You just can't do it. You have become one of the best drafting teams in the NFL. And the ultimate outcome of that is you're going to have to pay those players. And now you see people saying, oh, well, the window for the Detroit Lions, it's already closing. They've got all these big contracts that they just signed. Windows closing. And it couldn't be farther from the truth. You are paying guys at a premium position, offensive tackle and wide receiver, two of the most important non-quarterback positions in all of football. Edge rusher would be that third. Edge rusher, defensive tackle, pressuring the quarterback overall. Those are the three most important non-quarterback positions in football. And we see that reflected in these salaries. Offensive linemen, wide receivers, and pass rushers. Those are the only players making $30 million per year or more. And even the offensive linemen aren't making 30. They're making 28 with Penei Sewell. But you see, the Lions pay guys at a premium position the money they deserve. You pay them early so you're not getting strong-armed later when the leverage is gone and your back's up against the wall because you have to get a deal done. This is how you create sustained success as the Detroit Lions, by drafting well, paying these players, and you get a hometown discount when you do extend players, period. You also get a hometown discount when you extend them early, because in free agency, you're paying a premium. You are bidding against everyone else, whereas the Detroit Lions can just say, hey, here's the standard. Here's the ceiling. This is what we're willing to offer you. That gets driven up once players hit free agency. That's why T. Higgins, when he eventually leaves the Cincinnati Bengals, is probably going to be making more than Amon-Ra St. Brown. I'd rather have Amon-Ra St. Brown, but T. Higgins probably going to get paid more. And this is why you do those deals early, because you look at the Cincinnati Bengals and they've had two players request trades already. T. Higgins has requested a trade. The Bengals haven't negotiated a contract in a year with T. Higgins. He's on the franchise tag, but he wants out. He wants to hit the open market and he wants to get paid. How embarrassing would it be for the Detroit Lions if they didn't pay Amon-Ra St. Brown? They let him play out this year. They hit him with the franchise tag and didn't even negotiate a contract. That would be the complete opposite of the culture that Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell are trying to build in Detroit. You get rewarded for exceeding expectations. Amon-Ra St. Brown well exceeded expectations, and here we are. Whereas the Cincinnati Bengals, you exceed expectations as T. Higgins, you don't even get to negotiate a contract. You are just told, hey, franchise tag, deal with it. And so he wants out, and it's not just T. Higgins who wants out with the Cincinnati Bengals either. It's Trey Hendrickson as well, the edge rusher who is always a double-digit sack guy, just perennially, year after year. Doesn't matter if it's the Bengals, doesn't matter if it's the Saints, he's getting 10 sacks or more. He wants out now because his contract is currently sitting at $15 million per year over the next two seasons. And he's looking at all this money that pass rushers are getting, the high 20s, the $30 million contracts for these edge rushers. And he's saying, hey, I'm putting up similar production to these guys and I'm making less than 20. Well, that just doesn't sit right. And here we go again with the Cincinnati Bengals in a contract standoff, a player asking for a trade because you're not doing appropriate business. So the Lions doing appropriate business, getting these contracts done early, only good things will come of this. Now, there are the risks that you extend a Carson Wentz and it doesn't work out. But do you really see that happening with Penei Sewell or Amon-Ra St. Brown? Absolutely not. So this was a phenomenal day for the Detroit Lions, locking up, like I said, their two cornerstones. If you want to talk about pillars, it's Amon-Ra St. Brown, it's Penei Sewell, And then you probably put Aiden Hutchinson and Frank Ragnow in there as well. But Ragnow's already under contract for quite a while. You can't extend Aiden Hutchinson just yet. You need to play three seasons before you're eligible for a contract extension. But when that time comes, Aiden Hutchinson is absolutely going to get paid. So you pay your pillars and you continue to work on a contract extension for Jared Goff. This is perfect timing from UPR management in the chat on YouTube. Lions sign Amon-Ra St. Brown Sewell and wait out the season on Goff. No, I don't think that the Lions are going to wait out the season on Jared Goff. That's what I was building to. You lock in the young pillars, the guys that help turn this culture around, but Jared Goff is your quarterback of the future. Granted, I'd rather have Amon-Ra St. Brown and Penei Sewell locked up long-term than Jared Goff, so they get the priority. But all in all, Jared Goff is going to get his money. When a guy like Kirk Cousins is getting $45 million per year coming off a torn Achilles, Jared Goff is going to get paid. Now, from what we're hearing, an extension is not imminent with Jared Goff. He is not about to sign and make it three contracts all on the same day. If there was a chance of that, I'd probably be recording this podcast a little bit later, just waiting to see if it does end up happening. But by all accounts, it's not an imminent deal, according to Adam Schefter. But Mike Payton of A to Z Sports says it's close. So it's not imminent. It's not happening tonight. It's probably not going to happen before the draft starts. Maybe I'm shocked. But it's also probably going to happen before we get to OTAs, before we get to mandatory minicamp. Jared Goff has a contract extension coming soon, just not immediately. And so then, once you pay Jared Goff, that's your big three on offense. You've got your stud right tackle in Penei Sewell. You've got your all-pro wide receiver in Amon-Ra St. Brown. And you've got your QB of the future in Jared Goff. You get them all locked up for the foreseeable future. I imagine Jared Goff, it's going to be a four-year, $200 million contract extension. So that'll put him there for 5 years, the same amount of time as Amon-Ra St. Brown. And life is good on offense. Now then you turn your eyes to the defense. And who is next? Aiden Hutchinson, obviously going to get a contract extension once he's available. But other than him, we've got Aleem McNeil, who is set for a contract extension. But I wouldn't be surprised if the Lions let that one sit. And I wouldn't be surprised if Aleem McNeil let that one sit as well. Aleem McNeil has just seen steady improvement year after year after year. The Lions saw steady improvement year after year after year with Jonah Jackson. So they offered Jonah Jackson a contract extension. Jonah Jackson said, I think I can get more if I play this deal out, so I'm going to do it. Jonah Jackson bets on himself and capitalizes with the Los Angeles Rams. He's making over $20 million per year, whereas the Lions were offering him $16 million per season. So Jonah Jackson bets on himself and he wins. Aleem McNeil very well could follow that same path, could play out the fourth year of his contract, have a breakout season like we just saw with Justin Madubuike and the Baltimore Ravens. He has the most sacks by defensive tackle for the Baltimore Ravens in franchise history. And then he gets the franchise tag just as a negotiating tool. And then the Ravens give him his due. He gets paid. Aleem McNeil could be looking at that and saying, hey, Lions are offering me good money now, but what happens if I'm an all-pro this season? What happens if I have this big breakout year? And the Lions would obviously be thrilled with that. Obviously, it's going to increase the contract if he has that kind of season, but it's worth it. Paying good players is always worth it. Paying good players early is always worth it. And that is why I am so, so happy with what the Detroit Lions have done today. Yesterday, depending on when you're listening to this, we're talking about Wednesday, but now Thursday. First round of the NFL draft for the 2024 season. The Lions picking late in the draft, to have that 29th overall pick. Only the Ravens, the 49ers, and the Super Bowl winning Kansas City Chiefs with a later pick in the first round than the Lions. Something that we really have not seen as Lions fans, and it is absolutely beautiful. But will the Lions make that pick? We've heard Brad Holmes on, I think, four separate occasions now. Three, four, maybe even up to five times now. We've heard Brad Holmes preemptively say, if he does trade back, he will be apologizing to the Lions fans that he didn't allow them to hear a first-round pick in Detroit for their hometown team, for the hometown fans. We've heard that too many times for it not to be possible. Where there's smoke, there is definitely fire. And we also hear Dan Campbell talking about the same thing, that the Lions could end up trading back, that they could end up adding value. And the way the Lions draft and the way the Lions value players, this really isn't a bad thing. At that point in the draft, late in the first round, from picks 20, 23, let's say, to pick 45, pick 50, a lot of those guys have very similar grades. And so for the Lions, you add another pick in the second round, you add a second round pick, and you add future capital that you can spend as well, and you still get one of those top end guys that you're looking at. Love it. Absolutely love it if it does end up happening. But it also could go the opposite direction. Yes, Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes are saying that it could happen, but if it does happen, they'll apologize, and it's only one extra sleep before you get to hear the Lions select a player. Or now all of a sudden we're hearing Albert Breer talk about the Lions could be looking to trade up in the draft. We're also hearing from multiple sources all across the NFL world that there could be 10 trades in the first round. Teams are looking to trade up for quarterback, obviously. Teams are looking to trade up for offensive tackle with this loaded class. And the Lions could be looking to trade up to add an edge defender, pair alongside Aiden Hutchinson, or they could be looking to trade up and add a corner, perhaps Terrion Arnold, the Alabama star, or do they wait and select Kool-Aid McKinstry? This is the beauty of being a Detroit Lions fan now. You don't know what they're going to do. The leaks from the building aren't there. Remember, everyone knew they were going to take Jeff Okuda back in the day. Everyone knew at three, yep, it's Jeff Okuda. That's just what the Lions are doing. And so many other moves. There were just leaks coming out, and there's always something to talk about. There's always some sort of rumor with the Detroit Lions because it wasn't a tight ship. Now, you just get speculation. We're reading the tea leaves of Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell. Albert Breer reporting that, yeah, it's a bit possible that the Lions could trade up, but they could also trade back. That is the beauty of being a Detroit Lions fan. It is a tight ship. It is a well-run ship. And that's why we've got Amon Ross St. Brown for five more years, Penei Sewell for six more years. It is a fantastic time to be a Detroit Lions fan. I absolutely love it. And I cannot wait to see the moves that the Lions make in the draft. We will be back to break it all down. We will be doing recaps of the draft after each day of the draft happens. So we'll do a round one recap. We'll still do a podcast if they trade back. It'll just be a shorter podcast. But we'll also be talking after the second and third round of the draft, and then we will do a full recap after the whole draft. And then we will get Glover Quinn back in here as well, talking about all the moves that the Lions make, the big picture of the draft. So many exciting things coming to you here on the Believe in Lions podcast. But until then, we will see you next time.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.